Since last April, no new families have been added to the list of Kentuckians who can receive child care or kinship assistance from the state. Both state programs help low-income families pay for the care of their children. Given Kentucky's $70 million surplus, Children's Alliance President Michelle Sanborn says some funding should now be restored.
We believe that those cuts are detrimental to kids and families, and they'll only end up in the state's custody in the foster care system, which we'd like to prevent.
In a statement released today from the Cabinet for Health and Family Services, it noted one-time funds to support subsidies dried up, and income eligibility for assistance was lowered. It goes on to say use of rainy day funds to make up the difference is not allowable. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.